Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. I've recently started watching the TV show Abbott Elementary. It's a comedy that takes place in a public elementary school in inner city Philadelphia. It centers around a group of teachers, some new to the profession and the school, and some much more seasoned. In one episode, two of the teachers are doing lunch duty together in the cafeteria. These two teachers are an unlikely pairing. One is a woman who's taught kindergarten at this school for years and years, an excellent teacher, but one who, after all those years, clearly knows the limitations of what can get done in the school. The other is a second-year male teacher who teaches the older grades. He's very much a do-gooder that wants to bring about change and justice. They both notice the lack of vegetables being served in the school lunches. The newer teacher declares that they should start a garden at the school to grow vegetables for the school lunches. The other teacher, the older teacher, says that while she knows that this will never actually solve the problem, she actually likes to garden, and so she's willing to help out. And so they start a vegetable garden together. They ask another new teacher, a young man who's only there as a long-term sub because he wants to be a principal, to help. He declines, saying that while growing up, his dad owned a landscaping business, and he's already done his share of gardening for his entire life. And yet, as the episode continues, you learn that this teacher is coming in every night and adding help to the garden for the other teachers. He's the one that knows the right kind of soil and fertilizer to use, and he re-spaces their plants out so they have better chance to grow. It doesn't take long for the garden to produce. The two teachers are so excited for what they have grown. Meanwhile, the other teacher is watching nearby, knowing that all along he is the one who's actually made the garden grow. This episode immediately came to my mind as I read our scripture for this week. It's the perfect example of a garden growing without any of our own doing. Those two teachers thought that they themselves were creating and growing an amazing garden, but there was a force behind them that they knew nothing of. And that's the point that Paul is trying to make to the Corinthians in this scripture. The Corinthians are arguing about which human leader is the greatest. They're really concerned with who has planted and watered. Paul wants them to focus, though, on the God who makes the garden grow. One of the many problems in the Corinthian church was this division around leadership. We mentioned this briefly in worship a few weeks ago, and now it's coming back up again. Some of the people have held on to following Paul, the one who started the church in Corinth. Some are following Apollos, who led the church after Paul left. We also know from earlier in the letter, some of them are following Peter. And this isn't just following, it's division based on it. This is deciding who sits where and who is valued in the church based on who they follow. Like the Paul followers aren't going to go out and serve the poor with the Apollos followers. And the Apollos followers aren't going to sign up for a Bible study that they know that the Paul followers are going to. Now, this is so far missing the point of being a Christian that Paul starts off this section by telling them that he can't even talk to them as spiritual people. He has to talk to them as though they're infants. If they can't understand that following Christ is what matters, he can't even discuss with them the other issues they're facing. And so he breaks it down as simply as he can for them. He says that he and Apollos are not leaders. They're servants who've been assigned by God. And if the Corinthians are a garden, well then, Paul planted the garden, and Apollos watered it, but it was only God who made it grow. And so the planter and the waterer, they aren't the ones that this all belongs to. That's God, the one who made it grow. This is all God's work, Paul is trying to tell them. This all belongs to God. All that we need to come into relationship with God, none of that comes from Paul or Apollos or anybody else. It all comes from Christ. It all comes from grace. We don't save anybody, and nobody saves us. That only happened through Jesus. And our faith, it's sustained by Christ too. We don't do the work that keeps our faith strong. That comes from the grace of Christ too. We aren't the ones who keep our lives together. That comes from the grace of Christ. Christ allows for our faith to continue to grow. And the goodness of God's kingdom, the movement of our lives and our relationship and our world towards God, that all comes from the grace of Christ too. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and our world today that grows that goodness. And us? Well, whether we're Paul or Apollos or anybody else, we have one common purpose, one common way to work together, and that's to garden for the kingdom of God. As Paul tells the Corinthians and us, we're God's servants, working together. We're God's field and God's building. We belong to God. And as those who belong to God, we get the privilege of being a part of the garden that God is growing and the kingdom that God is building. We get to be in on it. We get to be the planters and the waterers. We get the divine privilege to experience the work of God up close in our lives and in our world. We get to be the people that look around and say, wow, this is only happening because God is making it grow. And somehow I'm blessed enough to be watching it all go on. When we live first and foremost that we belong to God, when we work as God's servants, when we participate in gardening for the kingdom, do you know what happens? Those disagreements about if we belong to Paul or Apollos, they don't seem to matter anymore. That happens in Abbott Elementary when those two very different teachers come together to garden. They even comment about how before that moment they've never really even done anything together before until this common purpose brings them together. And it happens for us too. When we start to work together for God's purpose, when we put gardening for the kingdom first, those other things that often seem to separate us don't take priority. When you're experiencing the work of God for grace, goodness, and love, it doesn't really matter who the human leader was when you started to follow Christ, or how you voted in the last election, or where you live, or what you look like. Instead, what matters is that God is at work, and we get to be a part of it. We are planting and watering, and God is making so much grow. It's happening all the time, all around us. God is making his kingdom of goodness and grace and justice and love grow. You've experienced it. I know I have. Last year, I had a fourth grade boy that I mentored through our Kids Hope program. He was new to the school in fourth grade, and he was behind academically and socially, and I spent a lot of time chasing him through the halls of the elementary school and slowly and unhappily working through math worksheets. Some weeks, he didn't seem to want me to be there, but also, if I was 10 seconds late, I would be greeted with a, "Miss Hannah, where were you?" I kept going, though, week after week. And over the year, we bonded, and we started to have a great time together. He moved away at the end of the school year, and he knew he was moving, and so his last time together, he cried, and I cried, and his teacher cried. His teacher told me that I was the most consistent part of his life during that past year. All I did was show up for an hour. It wasn't me. I didn't make anything happen. But God was at work. I watered, but God made the goodness grow. It's happening all the time, all around us. God is making his kingdom of goodness and grace and justice and love grow. Some of you have heard me talk about a small group I co-led this past fall that we did together with a predominantly black church in Cleveland Heights. That all came together because a person in a small group here at our church the year before had our book at work, and a coworker, an African-American woman, asked her about it. She explained how the book was about how the church should be a bridge in racial reconciliation. Turns out the other woman's church had been looking for a white church to partner with. So the first woman invites the other woman to our group. And this other woman and another woman took a chance and joined a group where people didn't look like them or worship like them or believe exactly the same as them, because they trusted that our purpose was all the same and that we were all gardening for the same kingdom. And it led to a new partnership where, together with people different from us, we'd experience the grace of God's kingdom together. Because somebody planted, and some people watered, and God made it grow. It's happening all the time, all around us. God is making his kingdom of goodness and grace and justice and love grow. On Friday, I was at Night to Shine, a prom for people with special needs that our church co-hosted with Bay Presbyterian. There were over 200 guests. Over 200 young adults and adults with special needs who got to have a night of fun and celebration and love. And there were parents and caregivers who got to experience a night of respite. I had signed up to be a buddy, somebody who experiences the whole event with one of the guests. Now, sadly, my guest didn't show up, and while I was sad I didn't get to spend the evening on the dance floor, it did allow me to witness the event in action in a way that I hadn't gotten to do when we last did it, when I literally spent the whole night on the dance floor. And you know what I saw on Friday night? A whole lot of people planting and watering, and even more of what God was growing. There were people caring for details. There were people welcoming others. There were people cheering. There were people serving as buddies. And most of all, there was the unconditional love and acceptance of Christ at work for people who are so often overlooked by our world. Because a lot of people planted, and a lot of people watered, and God made it grow. It's happening all the time, all around us. God is making his kingdom of goodness and grace and justice and love grow. Where are you experiencing it? How are you participating in what God is growing? The opportunities are there. We're privileged to be the planters and the waterers and the garden that God is growing through Christ. It all belongs to God. It's all the work of God. That's what matters. That's what we get to be a part of. You belong to God. That's what matters. God has and continues to grow faith in you. And you can be a part of the kingdom that God is growing. So plant and water and trust that it is God who makes it grow. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you that through Christ we belong to you. We thank you for the privilege of being your servants, your workers, the ones who can plant and water, a witness to the garden that you are growing. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.